Welcome to your Giants in 90. Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino's. The Giants get ready to take on the Washington Redskins. A lot of talk about who's going to be at the helm. You've got Colt McCoy, of course, RG3. Colin Jenkins said there's definitely one thing those two quarterbacks have in common.
I think that, you know, for the most part, both of them have the ability to extend plays. You know, that's something that's the same with both of them. You look at McCoy, he comes in and, you know, he's got a lot of energy. He's kind of hard to get down, you know, when he's in there.
All right, Paul, so what about that read option? I mean, can we realistically expect it this Sunday?
Well, you heard Colin Jenkins, and he also said that they've actually spent extra time preparing for it. Now, whether or not it is RG3 or McCoy, the bottom line is you need to maintain that discipline off the edge, and then your linebacker has to make sure that he's got that outside shoulder and that he doesn't get blocked out of the play or folded inside.
What about the options that the quarterback has to work with? DeSean Jackson, not 100%. Pierre Garçon, right. You know what you get with him in the tight end, Jordan Reed.
Yeah, well, you know, you mentioned Jackson. Now, Jackson's averaging 20 yards per catch. He's still the deep threat that he was with the Eagles. In fact, his average yards per catch, the highest in the NFL among receivers who qualify.
This has been your Giants in 90 for Anita Marks and Paul Dottino.